Time to check the markets. We'll see how we did today with Kurt Kimmel from Bates Commodities. Happy New Year, Kurt.
Happy New Year. Here we go again.
Yeah, and we didn't manage to nudge very far from 350 in corn today.
No, but we did make a new high for the new year. It's only two trading days, so it's encouraging. But you're correct. 355 is kind of a barrier there in the March futures that the trade's kind of watching. And if we can pop that out, maybe we could get something going to the upside. But overall, trade seems to be more interested in watching the Dow or watching the Bitcoin, as there's more excitement there than in corn or beans right at the moment.
Yeah, and even though we are in a weather market in soybeans, but it's a South American weather market.
Correct. We're seeing a concern of the southern one-third of Brazil throughout Argentina. That forecast is kind of iffy. Also, too, there was reports today of some beans being harvested in the far north, very, very early harvest, and it was about two bags below last year's yield, but that's just getting a start. On down in Argentina, they still have more beans to put in the ground yet. But the weather's going to be the main factor in the southern hemisphere, particularly as we get into January, February, because of La Nina. That could affect it. But here in the U.S., we're starting to see, you know, if these temperatures stay cold, we're starting to see feed usage maybe increase just a little bit on animal, trying to stay warm and consuming more grain. So there's a lot of moving parts in through here that we could watch here over the next 2 to 3 weeks.
Seems like every year we ring in the new year and talk about, oh, the winter wheat is suffering all kinds of freeze damage, and then we have a big crop.
Yeah, we sow it in the dust and watch the bins doors bust, and we try to freeze it off. A lot of the studies show it has to get below 10 below and stay there for a while to really take effect, or else it needs to green up then freeze, of course. But yeah, that's an ongoing story. But not only here in the U.S., the Black Sea growing region has experienced a little warmer weather and a little concern there. So, but enough to get a big bull market going, that's going to be hard to come by. Just the fact we have plenty of wheat here in the U.S. and plenty of wheat worldwide, and it's hard to compete with the Black Sea area. It seems like Egypt continues to buy their wheat from the Black Sea region, just skipping the U.S. completely.
Yeah, but even so, we did make some gains today. Your soft wheat up a little, fractionally, and what, Kansas City wheat up about six.
Yeah, hopefully it's not a trick in through here, but the wheat technically has broken the long-term downtrend line here from last August, so I think we're seeing a little technical buying come into the marketplace. Hopefully some commodity fund short covering. Commodity funds have been huge shorts in corn and wheat here for some time. And maybe we're seeing some of that unwinding take place. A big popular spread's been buying beans, selling wheat, buying beans, selling corn. And hopefully they'll unwind that spread here a little bit and give the wheat a little bit more support. But wheat's down here where we're halfway competitive if you just look at flat price.
Okay. All right. Kurt Kimmel, Bates Commodities. Hey, Kurt, about a minute to go here. What do you see happening with cattle futures or the cattle market in the near term?
Oh, boy, this whole meat sector is just phenomenal from the standpoint we're seeing expansion in more numbers, not only cattle, but hog and pig report continues to show we've got ample supplies of pork around. But the dominant thing, and you can watch this on the supply-demand balance sheet, they update this, they'll update next week on Friday the 12th, is per capita consumption of red meat here in the U.S. is on the climb. So I don't know if we won over some vegetarians to the meat side or not, but U.S. consumption strong, export market strong. We're seeing China come in here and start to import U.S. beef, for change, Asia. Appetite in general with the Koreans and Japanese in general are importing more meat. So it's a positive situation where I think that's going to be really supportive. We'll have to watch winter weather here. It could be a factor here as we go into next spring.
All right. Kurt Kimmel, Bates Commodities, thank you for the update. We'll check you out on the web.
Very good.
All right. Bye now.